Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 37 degrees with a gusty northwest wind now. 6:30 on a Friday morning, Governor Laura Kelly is restricting access to the Kansas State House over the possibility of an armed protest in the coming week.
The governor's office told state lawmakers Thursday that an event is planned for Sunday with other potential gatherings possible next week. Kelly's chief of staff sent a memo Thursday to the legislature's top Republican and Democratic leaders, announcing that access to the building will be restricted from Friday through January 22nd. The memo said law enforcement also will have an increased presence at the state house. The House Speaker told colleagues in an email that officers will be stationed at each door on the first and second floors. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The FBI has arrested a D.C. Capitol rioter named Cleveland Meredith and several others as they continue tracking suspects. Fox's David Spunt has details.
He's accused of coming to Washington with the intention to kill House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on live television. Authorities say he traveled from Colorado with an assault rifle and 2,500 rounds of ammunition. He never made it to the Capitol on time. Retired firefighter Robert Sanford was arrested outside Philadelphia. Authorities say he's seen on video throwing a fire extinguisher at police officers. Sources say at this point he's not responsible for throwing the extinguisher at Officer Brian Sicknick, who later died from his injuries. Two off-duty police officers from Rocky Mount, Virginia, Jacob Fracker and Thomas Robertson, were charged with illegal entry. The two were captured on camera.
And a man waving a Confederate flag at the riot is also in custody, along with his son.
Social media platforms that have shut down President Trump are coming under criticism from his supporters. An international expert is concerned about the precedent that's being set.
Dr. Yuval Shani is chair of international law at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and chair of the UN Human Rights Committee.
It raises a lot of concerns about what is the source of accountability here. I mean, what sort of accountability these networks have and what sort of transparency they have in terms of how they're going to apply their policies from here onwards.
Shani also concerned about the optics of banning the president but letting despotic leaders around the world remain on the platforms. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
With about 8,000 students, Wichita State University Tech is the largest technical college in Kansas. School's president, Dr. Sherry Utash, tells KNSS News what courses are most popular.
Healthcare certainly is very, very big right now. All kinds of IT, whether it's a help desk or it's network support, or it's cloud computing, or it's web application. Those are all very popular right now.
Also popular, the essential careers, such as auto mechanics. Dr. Utash is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's another windy day in Wichita with flurries from time to time as a low-pressure system spins off to our northeast. Cloudy and colder with strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour or high 39. clearing late tonight, still breezy, our low 26, sunny and 45 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 37 degrees and that northwest wind gusting to 33 miles per hour. That means it feels uncomfortable out there right now. Of course, we're indoors, so we don't feel it, but we know you do if you're out there in your car or out driving around. All right, 37 degrees. Today is January 15th, a Friday morning. On this date in 1929, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta. The federal holiday, of course, is Monday, but this is the date, the actual date of birth for MLK. What year was that? 1929 he was born. A man, a gun, and two deer. It's a combination that doesn't always favor the deer, but in this case it did. A Kansas game warden is getting props for a video that shows him firing his gun to untangle the antlers of two white-tailed stags. The video was released by the Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism Agency, and it shows a warden's body camera footage from earlier this month. A bow hunter contacted the agency, reported seeing the two deer with their antlers locked together. The wardens were able to get the deer to freeze by throwing a towel over their heads. Then one warden takes aim and fires off a single shot, knocking part of one deer's antler off. The startled animals, now free, bounded off in different directions. Neither deer was hurt. This story, absolutely new to me, comes from the Associated Press. I went to the webpage for the Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism Agency. No video there. So I don't know where they found the video, but apparently the AP says this is what happened. They got their antlers locked, and they took the old shooting iron and just blew part of the antler off, and away they went. And I guess you can freeze a deer by throwing a towel over there.
Did you go to their Facebook page or Twitter?
I didn't go to Facebook or Twitter.
That's
went to
probably
the
where the video is. The webpage is not going to have it.
They got a Facebook?
They put it on social media.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to see if we can find it, see what that looks like. 6:36 now, Stephen Ted. Again, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, celebrated with a national holiday throughout the U.S. And City of Wichita facilities, almost all of them will be closed. And I think the park, Watson Park,
Watson Park will be open
from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But nobody, there's not going to be water. Or there's not going to be any mail delivered or anything like that. So, but Stephen Ted Show will be on Monday morning.
Yeah, all my bills will arrive Tuesday instead of Monday.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, my box is pretty much filled with requests from charities. I don't want to be naughty about this, but over the years I have contributed to some charitable organizations. And once you're on their list, baby, you'll never get off. And I look at these, some, and I know that I'm hoping that $25 I sent was spent for research. But now that I see over the years, they're spending a lot of money on direct mail.
I think it's been spent for future mailings to you asking for more money.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's what it was meant for. I don't know if they have to buy stamps or whatever. Gosh. I mean, six or eight a day.
Wow.
And usually the same people twice or three times a week. And I wonder, okay, how many times do I have to give to you guys in a year? I tried to do it once. And my wife says, stop doing it. She says, you give to United Way. We give something to the church. That's enough. But there are certain causes for certain people I know that
I
would like to support.
You'd like to, help out.
It's just that when you do, you're on the list, and you never, ever get off of it. Maybe I'll just start a sticky note and just mail it back to him. Take me off the list. See what that has. Think that'll do it?
No.
No, okay. Well, you're off optimistic. 6:38 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The five area feed yards cash cattle trade volume is currently about 10,000 head above last week's total, and the prices are $2 lower. Now, Thursday's bear spreading again occurred in the live cattle futures, while the feeder cattle futures traded mostly lower and closed negative on an inside trading session. The only good news is that the cattle complex did not violate the November lows. Now, lean hog futures traded mostly lower yesterday. There were no new contract highs made in the deferred contracts, and they all closed negative. At the close, Feb cattle were 17 lower, 112.07. March feeders down 95 at 133.37. And February hogs 55 lower at 66.30. Now, the weekly export sales were poor for the wheat yesterday and good for the corn and soybeans. Thursday, the managed money buying returned as they added to their already large net long positions and pushed contracts near or at new contract highs. Overnight, the wheat futures have shot up to new contract highs as Russia talks of export duties, and there will be no grain trade Sunday evening or during the day Monday. We are looking now at March Casey wheat up 18 cents at 654 and a half. March corn's up 0.75 at 535, and March soybeans 3 cents lower at 1427 and a half. February crude oil 51 cents lower at 53.06. February gold down $4.20 at 1847.20. The March S&P 11.25 points lower at 3780. The March dollar index 25 cents higher at 90.47. And March Dow Jones futures 130 points lower at 30,780. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities. He's on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tommy, you got any snow flurries in Butler County right now? You're in Augusta.
Well, last I looked, I hadn't seen any. Well,
we're hearing some flurries out. Where was that, Jad, specifically? Was it the east side?
It's on K-254 between El Dorado and Benton.
Okay, so there should be some flurries in your area, but...
Yeah, last time I was outside, there was nothing coming down, but boy, things can change in a hurry.
They sure can. Listen, I don't know if you've noticed this. I've noticed something. I just got reminded. I have a TV screen in front of me. I just got reminded of something that's gone on with this pandemic virus over the past few months. I've noticed this on television, okay? Are you ready? And I'm a huge critic of TV, you know. I'm always on them about something. The news now, in the old days, they would show a person who was getting a shot, and just before they stuck the needle in, they might show the needle, they might not, you know. And then now they love to show the needle going into somebody's arm. Have you noticed this? And every time they do, I'm thinking, I mean, that hurts. I can't, they just love to do it. What's the deal? Maybe, I know what it is, Ted. It's better for ratings if they show the needle actually going in, right?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Steve, that's kind of like the old Westerns and other shows. Somebody gets shot, you never see a drop of blood.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Anyway, it's just something I noticed. I also noticed when local TV interviews somebody, they like to get their camera right up into your face so you can look. They can look up your nose, you know.
Yeah.
You've seen that, Ted? Yeah. They love to do that.
And with our high-definition TVs, you can see every little flaw in a person's face.
Every pore, every zit, every nose hair, everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good TV right there.
Well, that's right.
Steve and Ted, you're not going to see that. You know, you may hear something disturbing.
No, we don't have any flaws.
We don't have any flaws, right? Tom?
I didn't know that was a question.
very good.
It was not. All right, Tom.
Well played, Tom.
Hey, you going to be back here on Monday?
We don't
have any markets, do we, on Monday?
We don't have no markets, but I'll be here. I won't let you down.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, cheapest states to live.
Okay.
I'm sure we're one of them. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.